Hare Krishna. Now we have the most confidential knowledge, and this is the middle six chapters of the Bhagavad Gita, or about Bhakti Yoga, and the middle of those six chapters is this ninth chapter. We're just at the middle of our recitation. And here, just like you, if you want to keep something, you keep it safely, you keep it in the middle. So the devotional aspect, or the devotional message that Krishna wants to very explicitly state, that he's already emphasized in the beginning of the seventh chapter, now he continues in the ninth. He gives us most confidential knowledge. He says, by this knowledge, you will attain what you haven't gotten before, which is that we'll attain more appreciation for Krishna. And what is that confidential knowledge Krishna is giving? He says that everything that's in this world is actually Krishna's energy. Nachamastani bhutani paschami yogamaisvaram. Krishna is in everything, Krishna is everywhere, but at the same time, Krishna is personally different from everything. And he's within this fire, he's that fire, he's also within the ghee that's going in the fire, he's the mantra that we're saying, Krishna's everything, but Krishna has a separate, personal, individual existence that he manifests in his own eternal spiritual realm. He's simultaneously one and different from everything. And by recognizing the oneness, therefore we can be Krishna conscious, because you don't necessarily have to go anywhere. You don't have to do anything extraordinary other than see that, as we already read earlier, rasaham apsukanteya, the taste of the water, you're drinking water. The smoke, the smell of the smoke, that's Krishna. The essence of this sound that you're hearing, that's Krishna. So the problem isn't being Krishna conscious. The problem is, how do we get to this condition where we're not Krishna conscious, where Krishna is everywhere? And instead, rather than seeing Krishna, what do we see? We see matter. Why? Because our consciousness is materially tainted. And when our consciousness becomes purified, then stavara jangama dik, then we don't see matter anymore. We actually see that everything is Krishna's energy, which means really that everything is also Krishna. And take note again, last verse, Krishna says, man mana bhava mad bhakto. This verse, almost verbatim, except for the last line, is repeated in the 18th chapter. It's the only verse that Krishna repeats. Why does he repeat? Because it's very important. So it's the summum bonum. He says, always think of me, become my devotee, bow down before me, and worship me. There's four things Krishna said. And he says, what will happen if you do this? He says, you'll come to me, because you're my devotee. And Krishna says, I promise you this. Pratigyani diyosimi, because you're very dear to me. So let's read the most confidential knowledge.